Hi, my question is, can you go into detail about the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, how they are three peoples yet one?
Well, I can't do an exhaustive study, but I'll give you a few basics if that'll be okay. First of all, the concept of one is the most misunderstood concept that people struggle with. Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." But it's also Moses who wrote, a man leaves his father and mother, cleaves to his wife, they become one. Well, that's oneness in the Bible doesn't always mean, I think we lost Andre. Oneness in the Bible doesn't always mean that it's one numerically. You can remember, Andre, in John 17, Jesus prays the apostles might be one, even as he and the Father are one. One means unity. So that's one point. And then, of course, you read in Genesis, it says, God said, "Let us make man in our image." And you find that phrase many times in the first chapters, first book of the Bible. God refers to himself as us. And, of course, the Bible tells us God said to, we're to baptize in Matthew 28 in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you look at the characteristics of God, Andre, that God is all-knowing. Well, the Bible tells us that the Spirit is all-knowing. The Spirit knew what was in people. Jesus is all-knowing. He knew what they were thinking. And God is all-knowing, all-powerful. And the characteristics of God, Jesus and the Spirit and the Father have. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You read where it says, in the beginning, all things were made by Jesus in John chapter 1. So Jesus must also be part of God. See what I'm saying? It's a big subject. I'll send you my book for free, Andre. Would you like that?
Okay.
It's a simple book, but it gives a lot more scripture than I can share in a brief answer like this on the phone.
Just call the resource operators, Andre, at that number I've been giving and ask for the Trinity, and they'll send it to you. It's 800-835-6747. 835-6747.